Our Lord tells us in the Gospel, or reminds us what was said in the Old Testament, that we should love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. We love our God with all our heart, with all our affections, all our emotions, all our desires and dreams, with all our soul, with the depths of our being, our eternity, with all our mind, all our thoughts, all our decisions, all our imagination, all our plans, and all our strength, all our energy, all our efforts. All of this we have to do, he says. Is our Lord exaggerating? Is he using hyperbole like he does in other places? Do we really have to do this? Love God that much? How can we do our activity and our work, how can we relate to our neighbor if we have to love God in all this consuming totality and then love our neighbor as ourself, as we love ourselves? What about those who say, I don't want to be too religious, I don't want to become a fanatic? Well, what did the saints do? The saints observed this. They loved God with all their heart, and I've met a few people in my life who have loved God with this kind of totality. And we in religious life are especially supposed to be examples of this kind of total love for God, because we have consecrated ourselves. We have taken vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, which frees us to love God in this way, with fewer distractions and fewer obstacles to do this. But all of us who are baptized have consecrated ourselves, even lay people, even those who work in the world, are called to love God in this way, to do all our activities in the world for God, for the purpose of pleasing Him, whether we're married or a single or working as a lay person, as well as those who are religious. And this is what it means to become a saint. When we're in heaven, we'll be serving God with this kind of totality. So why not here on earth? Is that fanaticism? Fanaticism really is when those who do everything to all their religious practices to be seen, to be praised, not for the sincere effort to please God and to do His will. And to be too religious, that's what we're called to do. We're called to be totally religious. We're called to serve God. That's what it means to have a God, to be God. How do you contrast this with somebody who's an atheist? He's doing the complete opposite of what he was called to do, what he was made for. We are made for God. We are made to serve Him completely and totally in an all-consuming way, in all totality. So we have to approximate this more and more in our life, and we have to see those ways where we are serving ourselves, and where we are putting God outside of our mind and our efforts. And we have to draw closer and closer to this ideal, to this command, to loving God with all our being, all our self, all our mind and soul and heart. And let us ask Our Lady, who has done this, who did this perfectly, to be more and more like her and to follow her example.